In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
All right, thanks for tuning us in tonight. Coach Lance Leipold joining us live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millers Court Highway. And Coach, this must feel almost like a bye week for you guys, at a couple extra days off. I know you haven't had a bye since week two, so how nice does it feel to have a couple of days off? Obviously, the last game was last Thursday against Ohio. To have a couple built-in days, how have you been able to take advantage of that?
Well, most importantly, it's for the players that they were able to get the weekend off. It, like you said, since that really the second week of the regular season there, it was, the guys have been going straight through. We had seven coaches that left the stadium there in Ohio and went out recruiting and got back in on Sunday and then started game planning. So probably a little bit extra stress on the staff a little bit, trying to cover some things. But I thought the guys came back, the players, with great attitude on Monday, went out and practiced, and were able to get a lot of things done and take advantage of the extra time.
So it's a situation where the players pretty much got the weekend off there to kind of rest and heal, and probably much needed. Obviously, they've been going hard for, since week two was the bye week, so it was probably much needed time off.
Yeah, it was. We brought them in on Friday and watched the game film, and then gave them Saturday, Sunday off, and then kind of got back into routine on Monday. So, like you said, it's a long time for those guys, and to get two consecutive days off, they may not have had that since first week of August.
Sure. Well, coming off the loss at Ohio, but again, a lot of positives coming out of that game. I noticed we outgained the Bobcats in total yardage, 13 of 23 on third downs, best performance of the season in that area. You led the Bobcats in time of possession. I mean, so, yeah, obviously the big play hurt the Bulls in that game, but just talk about just that game and just, I mean, there were some positives that you could build on.
Yeah, unfortunately, Boise Ross is battling a knee injury that he's playing through, and, they come and, a good move by them. They go right after him first play, and they make a nice play for a touchdown. We end up with two turnovers in the first quarter as well. The thing that I think kind of got lost there was they ran eight plays after those two turnovers and got 1 yard and settled on field goals on both those. So I think our defense handled sudden change real well. In the second half of the five possessions that they had, they punted four times and not really got any drives going. I thought our defense held well, but it's still the big plays. And our turnovers, really were, costly in momentum. Then when we did have a chance, John, we got the ball inside the 5-yard line twice, kick field goals. One was blocked, and any type of momentum there that we could have established heading into the second half was lost there late in the second quarter.
Yeah, I did notice that. But the one thing I've also noticed is, you know, the offense has been playing a lot better. You know, over the first four games of the year, you know, the Bulls only averaged about 293 yards a game in total offense, but in the last five games, you're at 420 yards a game. So the offense seems to really be clicking as of late. You know, I don't know if that's just guys are comfortable with each other now, and it seems like, you know, able to move the ball a little easier.
Well, you sure hope so, and I think the maturation at the quarterback position, when you look at our conference and things, I think Tyree gets better each and every week. He feels more comfortable with the receivers. Our timing continues to get better. Execution, you're mentioning that first part of the season, you know, here we were, going into game three, and we lose our starting tackle midway through practice, and all of a sudden we started moving things around. So really that middle part, we were kind of starting over in the old line as far as working together and getting things, and I think we've made some of those strides, but now we've got an excellent defense, maybe the top in the conference right now, playing with great confidence. And a team on a four-game winning streak coming here. So our offense will be challenged again greatly.
Yeah, we'll touch on Miami a little bit later in the show. But I think also besides offense, I think the defense has been playing a lot better as of late too. You know, back-to-back, obviously – you look at the score at Ohio, yeah, it didn't, it doesn't look like the defense played well. But like you said, there was a couple of sudden changes. They were playing on the short field, and mm-hmm. and I think they've cut back on, teams, you know, earlier in the year could pretty much run on will on this team, but now they're starting to figure that out. The defensive line's playing well, and I think the defense is starting to come around as well.
Yeah, again, unfortunately, you can't just keep taking the plays out that hurt you, because I think our opponents would do the same. So, but if we can get back to that type of consistency that we've been able to show at times, I think we have the ability to be a solid football team. But again, you take out that first play of the game, and you kind of go in there and you're playing toe to toe, at least defensively. Right now, that's the Mac Conference Championship game in Detroit here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I think, and probably improvements on both sides of the ball have a lot to do with some of your younger players stepping up. I thought Matt Otwanowski had a very nice game. True freshman, played middle linebacker, seems to be getting more and more time there, backing up Khalil Hodge. You know, he had, I believe, seven tackles, which was a team high against Ohio. And then Tomas Jack Cordelia, we talked about with the shuffle of the offensive lines, a true freshman you're throwing in at guard. I mean, ideally, you probably don't want true freshmen playing, obviously. But I would think that, you know, next year, it's going to help tremendously. Now those guys have experience. You can throw them in there.
Yeah. Matt's in August that you could tell he was a very detail-oriented young man who studied things quickly, picked it up, and he was having a chance to maybe help us. And you know, we've just got to the point where, especially Khalil has played a lot of snaps, and Chris Simpson, our linebackers coach, is just kind of we've made the commitment of, instead of waiting for a time to slide him in, is there's going to be a certain series in early in the game, the second or third series maybe, he's going to be in the ball game. And we're going to try to do that, because then it helps his confidence. He knows when he's going in the will spot at times, and now, as you're alluding to, with all three starters coming back, you have Matt coming back next year, you have Jordan Collier, who's been able to play in certain packages and play for us and create some big plays. Now that depth at that linebacker position continues to grow.
Yeah, and I think it also keeps guys fresh, too. You know, I think last year we saw it where you didn't have a lot of depth at the linebacker spot, and as the season went on, those guys wore down. But now, you know, if you can give Khalil Hodge a few plays off and keep him fresh, you know, that's going to help. So, okay, well, when we get back, we're going to talk more about with Coach Leipold. We'll break down this weekend's opponent. Bulls take on Miami of Ohio Saturday at 1 p.m. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team returns to Alumni Arena Thursday, November 17th when they host Nazareth. It's UB Campus Living Toys for Tots Night, and fans are encouraged to bring a new unwrapped toy to the game. For every toy turned in, receive a voucher for a $10 ticket to a future game. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. For tickets and more info, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, just a reminder, the Bulls are back in action on Saturday at 1 p.m., final home game of the season, taking on Miami of Ohio. Tickets are available by calling 1-877-UB-THERE. Or going to ubbulls.com. Pre-game concert in Stampede Square 2 hours before kickoff by Nerds Gone Wild. So they're a fun 80s cover band. I'm sure, I
can tell you're excited.
I'm a
about
big
that.
Fan. Yeah, you know? Hey, that's my era. 80s music, love it. Yeah. It's a little after your time. You know, I'm sure you're more of a.
Unfortunately, kind of right in the wheelhouse as well. But I'll have to have you.
I'll give you a report after the game.
Yeah, or videotape it.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, like I said, the Bulls are taking on Miami. Kind of a red-hot Miami team, Coach. Yeah. You know, they started the season 0-6, and they've since won 4 in a row. Talk about just the challenges with them. You know, you have to almost give Coach Martin credit. You know, there's a team that could have just mailed it in, 0-6. You know, they've been struggling the last couple of years. Probably thought, oh, here we go again. But they've really turned things around down there.
Yes, they have. Chuck Martin's done an excellent job in year three. As you said, they've lost their first six, then have won four straight. I don't know all the exact numbers of where they were at as a program, but I saw one that they lost 25 of their first 30 ball games as a staff. He stayed with his plan. You know, they've recruited a lot of young players. You know, they've put in about $28 million, I think, into their football facility with an indoor facility, new offices, did some stadium renovations during this process, and they've been able to attract some quality young players. And it's starting to pay off for them, and they're coming in here, you know, with a lot of confidence and on both sides of the ball, and it'll be a big challenge.
Yeah, one of those good players they have is their quarterback, Gus Raglin. Didn't play the first half of the season. I believe he tore his ACL maybe even back in April. Came back, and now he's starting for the Red Hawks, and, you know, he's really been playing well. I think he has 10 touchdowns, no interceptions, doesn't turn the ball over. Kind of talk about Gus's play.
Yeah, I think you've hit a lot of things there about the guy. He's kind of a gritty guy. You know, he's overcome to be back in an ACL from an ACL injury in less than 6 months and play that kind of football. He's not making mistakes. He's keeping plays alive. Really the team has responded really well to him, and it's kind of been the spark that they needed. Listening to some things earlier in the season, I think they got hit with an injury bug, and guys were sporadically out of the lineup. I think they've gotten themselves healthy, And again, all those things are pointing to a team that's playing well right now.
Yeah, they're also not just offensively, but defensively. They're the top defense in the Mid-American Conference, which they haven't had in a number of years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good against the run and pass. Obviously, best in total defense in the MAC. What's the biggest challenge? You want to try to get the run game going, I'm assuming? Is that the biggest challenge?
Yeah, I thought that's what we said last week when we talked about Ohio. They were the top defense. Well, at least maybe our production there helped knock them out of that spot.
That's
but
right.
Now here you go the next week and you're playing now the top one again. But I've always believed it's going to start running the football. And we have to get Jordan Johnson on track and get it going early and be able to throw the ball when we need to. And staying in good down and distance situations, will give us those options. So it starts up front, and hopefully we can replicate some of the things we did when we played our last home game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great win over Akron, the Bulls' last home game. And we'll have Jordan Johnson on here in a little bit to talk about his great performance, rushed for 282 yards in that game. One guy I wanted to talk about from the Ohio game was Mason Schreck. I mean, he had a 7-catch, 120-yard performance, but probably one of the most exciting touchdowns I've seen in my 15 years here at UB. You know, he caught a pass and rumbled down the sidelines for 75 yards, but he pretty much just threw a defender off him.
Yeah.
You know, his game, I mean, he's always been steady throughout his career, but he's really taken his game to another level this year.
Yeah, he's really, he's worked hard, and much like Jordan, I think those are two seniors, and they're guys that have, they come in extra. You know, they're in on Sundays right away trying to watch it, watch their performances, see how they can get better. They've taken the extra time. They get the extra workouts, on their own. And you can see it pay dividends for a guy like Mason as well as Jordan, who now all of a sudden he's making every catch that you need him to. And he's, as you said, he's kind of getting rid of people. He's running with physicality after the catch. And he's becoming a go-to guy definitely in our passing game.
Yeah, well, Saturday, Mason Schreck and Jordan Johnson, who we have on later, will be two of the 18 seniors on this year's team that will be honored for Senior Day. Talk about the emotions of Senior Day. I mean, you've been through a lot of them, obviously, but talk about kind of just the emotions of that day.
Yeah, it's one with a lot of emotions. I've been part of ones that have been really spirited that really motivates a team to get going on, and I think our guys are going to take that approach. I've been the one where you've been about some teams and you're on a good roll and there's so many emotions with it that it becomes draining, and sometimes you start a game flat. So we've got to maintain we capture those feelings correctly and put it in the right perspective. Because as a head coach, you try to recognize the young men. You try to make sure you say your thank yous, but again, try to tell them they're going to remember this game. And then I try to kind of put it in the homecoming compartment, where our job at homecoming, hopefully, and on Senior Day is to play our best football. So that's a memorable moment based on the outcome of the game, not everything that happens before or after or in between. It's more what happens when the ball's kicked off. And I know our players have worked hard, and we want to send this group out appropriately.
Well, we encourage all our fans to come out and send these guys off the right way. 1 o'clock start against Miami. But before I let you go, Coach, I know you had a couple things that you wanted to say.
Well, I just want to say I know one of our senior associate athletic directors, Kathy Twist, is not feeling well tonight. And Kathy's usually here in person every week and really supports our program and all our programs so well. And she's one of the administrators and people behind the scenes that really, really help make our department and our program go. So, Kathy, we hope you're feeling better. And also, I know we still have the basketball staff here because Nate Oates is here. When he's here, if there's free food, Nate will take advantage of it. But, again, I want to make sure that I want to wish Nate and his staff the best Friday night and for the season as well. And we're pulling for him.
Yeah, I will say that, during Coach Oates' show before, you were attentively listening to every word he had to say about the UB basketball team. Now, your show's going on.
He's
shoveling wings down his throat. He's not paying attention.
But you know what? If you go to two tournaments in a row, you can do that. I'm trying to learn, so that's okay. Because he's got it, he and it, had a chance to catch part of their game, the other night, and they're getting things off, and we know it's going to be an exciting basketball season as well.
All right, well, we look forward to that, and we look forward to seeing the Bulls play on Saturday. Good luck Saturday, Coach. And when we return, we'll have senior running back Jordan Johnson joining us. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $265 per month. Only $265 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
All right, back here at Santora's for ESPN or on ESPN 1520 for UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold, joined now by senior running back Jordan Johnson. And Jordan, coming off the last home game anyway against Akron, rushing for a school record 282 yards. And I might just take up this whole segment just asking you about that game, because that was one of the greatest performances I've seen out of a UB running back. Just kind of talk about, what was going through, you in that day, and just talk about that. Did you see that coming?
I mean, before the game, I was texting my roommate. We had a little brief conversation. I told him, I feel like I'm going to run for 200-plus yards today. And, I talked to the O-line before the game, every game. They said they're going to open up some holes this game. We've seen throughout the week, there's some holes that they have that they've been letting up throughout the season that we could exploit. The O-line and everybody else on the perimeter did a good job blocking that game. And I just did what I was just coached to do.
Yeah, it was an incredible performance. Did you know at what point did you realize that you had the record or the records in sight? Did you even know what your numbers were when you were playing?
I honestly didn't know until my last touchdown, when I went to the sideline. I believe it was Tyree came up to me, and he said, you just broke the record. And I was just like, for real? Like, I thought they was just joking, just talking like always. And then he said, nah, you really just broke the record. So it was interesting. It was fun. I enjoyed that game. It was probably the best game I played since I've been in college. Besides, even I know I broke a record, but it was my best all-around game.
Yeah, that's great. And I understand you got a text after the game by Brandon Oliver. Did he text you? Obviously, he held the previous FBS era record. What did Brandon have to say?
He just told me, good job. Just go out there, enjoy it. But, just realize you got another games to play. So that's just the type of person Bo is. He's a motivator, and at the same time, he's somebody that you could look up to. He's been in that situation. He ran for 200 yards more than one time throughout his career. So I got to do it again. Otherwise, it don't really mean anything to just run for 200 yards one time. So we got three games left, start Saturday, and after that, got two games left to try to win these next three games and hopefully run for 200 yards or as many yards as I can.
Sure. Let's go for 300. Why stop at 200?
Honestly, I'm going to be honest. I told Mason, what if I ran for 300 yards? So let's just see if that happens again.
All right. Well, I'm rooting for that to happen. Talk about Brandon Oliver and what kind of influence he's been, because I know you had the opportunity to play under him for a couple of years. What did you learn from Bo?
I learned how to go to work each and every day, you know, that you get better in practice. You know, people don't understand the importance of how hard you practice. You know, the game will come that much easier, you know. And I think, you know, it starts with Coach Simon, you know, installing that into us each and every day and making sure that we're focused and that we're finishing in each and everything we do. And when Coach Lipo came here with his staff, they kept drilling in our heads that we need to finish. And just like with this season, you know, we got 3 games left and our record may not show, but we just got to finish out the season strong.
Yeah, and one of those games is this Saturday, Senior Day. You know, talk about what does it mean to you? You're a local kid, went to Sweet Home High School, pretty much right across the street from campus. You know, what does it mean to you to be able to play, you know, in your hometown for your entire career and in front of your family and friends?
It means a lot. You know, that's kind of, you know, one of the main reasons of coming here. You know, that day I played football my whole life in this area. You know, I moved away, but I didn't play, you know, like real football down there when I moved. So it's like my family always had that opportunity to see me play. So it kind of would feel weird for them not being able to see me play. You know, so I'm going to have a lot of my family at the game this Saturday. So, you know, it's going to mean a lot to me being the last time that I'll step on the field at UB Stadium. So only thing that can make it even more better is just a victory.
Let's get that win on Saturday, right? Now, we talked about your career at Sweet Home, and you were actually a quarterback over your career. How was that transition? I mean, were you recruited as a running back here? Were there talks about you possibly being a quarterback here?
Yeah, I was recruited as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Coach Quinn and his running back, so that's the position that I played, and honestly, it worked out in my favor. You know, I'm being coached by one of the best people in the business. I learned from one of the best people who's at the next level, you know, from Ann as well. And then when I was in high school and middle school, watching James Starks play. So, you know, I've got to see how it's done on a daily basis the right way.
Yeah, Coach Simon, to me, I don't think he gets enough credit for, you know, you look at what he's done. I mean, Brandon Oliver, obviously, is the NFL. You know, Anthony Taylor went on and rushed for 1,400 yards a couple years ago. Yeah. And now you're kind of carrying the torch. What does he... As a coach, what does he do that kind of brings out the best in you guys?
I think he holds us to a higher standard. You know, he doesn't allow us to settle and be average. You know, he wants us to be the best players that we can be and that he knows that we can be. You know, and, like, he enjoys coaching, and we see that he enjoys coaching, and we see that he cares about us. So I feel like that makes us want to go out there and play as hard as we can for him. Because we understand that he's putting in the energy and in the effort to do his best job as a coach, and that the only way that we can repay him is with our efforts on the field.
Yeah, I know one person that will be in the stands on Saturday for sure is your mom. Big inspiration for you, you know, and probably your biggest inspiration in your life. Kind of talk about the relationship you have with your mom and why she means so much to you. Because I know she was, you know, she went back to school, like a single mom, went back to school. Kind of give me that story.
Like my mom, she raised me by herself pretty much her whole life. You know, me, my older brother, my older sister, and my little brother, you know, she did a lot on her own. You know, she had my sister at a very young age, had my brother and me at a young age as well. But, her motivation never stopped her from doing the things that she wanted to do in life. And I see the things that she accomplished in life. You know, that just keeps me going to never give up, you know. And, like, my mom, she's my best friend. I could talk to her about anything, you know, right or wrong. She'll give me the right thing of how she feels about it, and she won't sugarcoat it. She'll just be straight up forward with me, and that's how a relationship be. You know, no matter what it is, my mom is there for me, and she will always be there for me.
That's great. Well, she'll be there on Saturday to walk you out of the field one last time at UB Stadium as you and your fellow seniors will play your last game at UB Stadium, but not your last game this season. 3 more to go this year. Hopefully the Bulls can finish up strong, and we wish you luck on Saturday against Miami.
Thanks.
So good luck, Jordan. And once again, the Bulls back home this Saturday, 1 p.m. against Miami of Ohio. Tickets available by calling 1-877-UB-THERE or visiting the UB ticket office. Well, thanks for everybody for joining us. We'll see you at the game Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next week. Good night, everybody.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go Blue, go White, and go Bulls.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.